Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Whistleblower, par excellent, formerly in NSA security, and I don't mean security guards out front, I mean actually over NSA security areas, who is one of the main people in the top two or three to, up there with Snowden. It's just that when he blew the whistle, they weren't arresting people back then for exposing criminal spying. He's the one, of course, months ago that explained all the European spying, exactly what was happening. It broke in the London Guardian, and then they retracted the story under British government threats, but it was still too late. Now the British government's out threatening again. So Wayne Madsen's coming up. Right now, let's go to Terry in Washington. Terry, thanks for holding. We'll go to JD, Juan, Don, and I didn't say that on purpose, but that actually says Don Juan on the screen. With the two names next to each other. Let's go to Terry in Washington. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas.
Good hey, buddy.
To you. Hey, I'm sitting here in Washington waiting to get radiated. I can't believe how Obama Lynn Biden has screwed this country up so bad.
Bin Laden. That's a good name for him, yeah.
Obama Lynn Biden.
Obama Lynn Biden.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't forget the succulent, luscious Hillary.
Oh, God. That's it. Oh, man. I tell you, if she gets in, we're really screwed.
Now, do you think her girlfriends really like her? Or just, it's like asking, do the playmates really like Hugh Hefner, or is it for his money? I wonder if all the women like with her and Janet Reno and all of them. Because Janet Reno came out, and the Miami papers got caught with a 12-year-old in the back of a car. Janet Reno, years ago, it was like 15 years ago, was on so many drugs that she was pulled over, had vomited all over the child that was a CPS child. I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you saying? That's a true story, by the way.
No, that's fine. The NSA. Now, we know the real story behind, you know, what happened in the last couple of years. But I challenge Obama to tell me why he didn't stop the shooting at the theater, Sandy Hook, Fort Hood, the Boston Marathon bombing. So that tells you right there, the NSA does not work. And it's not there for that reason.
Well, number one, questioning our leader is racist. Do you understand you may have to be sent for re-education? Plus, you don't criticize our dear leader. I appreciate your call. I apologize for that racism, folks. Let's talk to J.D. in California. Welcome, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just going through your InfoWars website there, and I saw that healthcare.gov story, and I noticed, I wonder if it's one of their elite sick joke or something, but it looks like somebody's hanging themselves to death. All you see is a pair of legs and a kicked-out stool underneath them.
What are you talking about specifically at healthcare.gov?
Just the cover page of the website.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, they did have the number 1-800-FU on purpose. That was you have to understand, with con artists, throwing it in your face is the most luscious part. How much do you think his followers will take?
Oh, well, like you joke about all the time, even though it's not a joke, I really think that they would walk right off the cliff or put their head in the guillotine hole. You know, as long as they're promised something free, they're just that gullible and, you know, willing to believe that something's going to come free.
Well, yeah, I mean, that ought to be a plan. Just say, look, stick your head in the guillotine and you're gonna not be racist. And the average person would actually kill people. Yeah, that's right. The healthcare insurance market is open. There it is. I think that's one of the tiles we put together or somebody else did. That's not officially on the site. But don't give them any ideas, because they did put on the cover of Newsweek the case for killing Granny. They showed a plug being pulled out of the wall. Dumb little yuppies think they're going to get some extra goodies. We'll be right back. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
NSA whistleblower that the dinosaur kleptocratic press will not cover is coming up. In fact, guys, will you search engine in there? The articles we wrote like 3-4 months ago, whenever it was, when the London Guardian spikes NSA whistleblower story, it was something like that. Wayne Madsen came out, said they're spying on all the leaders, they're spying on the foreign consulates, they have spy bases in Berlin, spy bases at this place in England. Here's the undersea cable. Here's how they're doing it all. And then they removed the article. They didn't say it wasn't true. They removed it. Then they had MSNBC come out and say it wasn't real, which only made them protest too much. Because, of course, it all has come out now. I just realized now in hindsight how Wayne Madsen, coming on this show for more than, it's got to be 13, 14 years, and then going back and doing research, he's like the original NSA whistleblower. He's testified before the EU, foreign parliaments, Congress, back when they didn't arrest you for doing the right thing. So you're going to hear really the inside scoop on it all with Wayne Madsen coming up here. But I said I'd go to your phone calls. I want to hear from you. Juan in California, you're on the air. You want to talk about insurance and health care and Obamacare? Yeah. For those that don't know, the article's up on InfoWars.com, the Humana letter. Saying a 530-plus% increase for middle-class families in 1 year. So it's not a doubling. I'm sorry. It's a 500% increase. That's why it's the Affordable Care Act. So that's up on Infowars.com. And if you don't like it, you're a racist. But Juan, go ahead.
Yes, I work for a major AIDS organization, and my major function of the job is to, you know, see new patients, screen them for insurance, what they're eligible for. So because of that, my company sent me over to Affordable Care Act training, you know, to screen people, and, you know, so we can get them on that. And at the training, we literally were told, like, on several occasions to not call it affordable. And I actually, you know, told them, well, what's the name of the act, the Affordable Care Act? They said, yeah, but it's really not affordable, so just call it Obamacare. And there was a few, you know, crazy things that, you know, when we first started the training, they were like, well, let's separate the myths from the facts. And I said, you know, and I said, well, what, I heard, you know, that they have death panels. And they said, oh, no, that's a myth. And I said, well, I heard, you know, that premiums are going to go up. Oh, that's a myth. So I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't actually call it death panels.
Yeah.
They have federal boards that cut back the care and decide if you get care. But go ahead.
Yeah, and it was just, I think these people actually were believed it themselves. You know, they were basically told all this stuff. And then, so I had so many concerns, and they, you know, they basically singled me out as, you know, you're saying that this is negative. And I said, well, I think it is, in my opinion. And so they said, well, you guys all in this room all have insurance, right, through your employers? And we all said yes. They're like, well, don't worry, it won't affect you as much. I said, well, still, this is my job. You know, I try to help patients see what's best for them. And yeah, so it was a big mess. And I walked out of there actually a lot more concerned than when I.
Now, how long ago? Training. How long ago was this, Juan?
It was on last week, actually, at the training.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they were still in denial even last week. When it's on record, it doesn't work. On average, doubling of premium. Some states over 500% on average. They've kicked hundreds of thousands off in California, hundreds of thousands in Florida, over 2 million people kicked off right now, and they're still saying everything's fine, though.
That's what they said. Yep. Well, for us, you know, they basically were telling us, you guys don't worry too much. It won't affect you. I said, well, we're here for our patients, you know, for the people that we're going to be enrolling. And they said, well, it's just, you know, it's part of the law. And they what they compared it to was car insurance. They said, well, back in the past, you know, car insurance wasn't mandatory, but, you know, in the future, our kids won't even know that it was a choice to have a health insurance or not. They're going to be conditioned. And they were saying these words and things in a good way. And I was like, oh, God,
they've all been taught basic psychology against the public. And they just think it's normal that they're engaged in psyops, deception, nudging, acclimation, preparation. Really good points. Thank you, Juan. Let's go to Don in Great Britain. I appreciate him holding. I forgot we had a call from England. Made him hold. I apologize. Don in Michigan wants to talk about Great Britain. I saw that wrong. We get calls from England all the time. Go ahead, Don. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, you know, you're truly doing the Lord's work, because I said a little prayer. In northern Michigan, we got a lot of areas where the cell phone doesn't work, you know. So I said a little prayer, and I said, please hold him through, because I got to keep continuing to move and do my work. And here you are. You're still here. So I went through all those bad spots, and here you are. But,
well, God bless you, brother.
Yeah. And appreciate your quoting the Lord today. And most people, they should look at Luke 12:4 and see who we should fear, because that's a very important verse. But anyway, I was wondering if you knew about this bond thing, that this money or financial bond thing that Great Britain is doing with Muslim. I don't know what the Muslim denomination is, but there's supposed to be some sort of money thing going on that they just okayed in Great Britain. $200 billion, I think I heard, is what the figure was. And I'm like, are these guys actually getting in league with Islam and going to use their money system? Because that is very scary.
Well, I've got to say something. I'm not at war with Islam. You know, the average folks, the globalists, are in bed with radical Islam, and they have a system of payments up front for money lending and a trust system. They don't have interest classically. So, yeah, obviously there's a lot of money in Saudi Arabia and places, that they want to be able to bring into the markets in England. And so, yes, there are deals going on with that. I appreciate your call, Don. Now, our guest that's going to be joining us will be here with us for the rest of the hour. Later in the hour, we'll go to your phone calls for Brian and Cypher and Andrew and Anthony and others that are holding. But our next guest, we tend to get guests on like this, and I think we all take it for granted. I do too myself. When we get these guests on that are blowing the whistle on huge issues, like when we have guests on that blow the whistle on evangelicals told they'll be arrested if they give money to evangelical churches in the U.S. Army. That's a total violation of the First Amendment. Sounds like Nazi Germany. We were talking about that a year ago. Now it's finally national news, and they're now backing off that. But we have to understand the power of this broadcast, the power of our guests and the info. It was back in June, and here's the article up on Infowars.com. The Guardian revealed a major NSA scoop, then deleted it from their website. That's from Business Insider. We also covered it and broke it at Infowars.com with Wayne Madsen. And it was Wayne Madsen who was on with us the week before. The Guardian contacted him. They interviewed him about the Q group spying on the Germans, where the spy bases were, where the cables were. Everything he said is now what's caused the big firestorm. Snowden came out after Madsen and confirmed all of this. And so I just want you to know, Wayne broke this here and at WayneMadsenReport.com, his shine. And I'm going to have the guys do an article going back to him 15 years ago, a year ago, a few months ago here on the show, going over all this. He has a new book out on the subject as well. But I want to get his breakdown on these Google barges. Now we learned there's a bunch of them. I have my intel what they are. I want to get his intel. And basically where all this is going. But now Cameron is in the Guardian again, but also in press releases saying there'll be tougher measures if media continues publishing Snowden leaks. The British government's been trying to control our media over here on these leaks because it was Britain that taught the U.S. how to do this spying in World War II. Now, the issue is they came out and said it's not economically pointed at people. Of course it's economically pointed. That's the main gist of it. But, of course, Madsen also pointed out the Germans and French and others are spying as well. He talked about their Mediterranean cables undersea. So this is news-making stuff, but and he doesn't like having his horn tooted here. The point is that Wayne doesn't call himself a whistleblower, but he was in the Navy in anti-submarine warfare, then he was in the NSA in security, and in internal security, not security guards in the parking lot. Wayne was in watching the NSA people, so that's why he knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows so much about the infrastructure. And so I want to ask him up front, now what new intel he's got, what it means, this war on the press that he first talked about 4 years ago, 5 years ago on my show. He said Obama is really going after the press when nobody was talking about this. And he actually said about 6 years ago when Obama first got in. And he said, you watch, it's going to be hellish. And he said they've set up new groups in the NSA to spy on journalists. Everything he said came out later. So he's got the sources. He's got to be careful how he says it, obviously. Like, oh, it's my opinion this is going on, because they can come arrest him under this tyranny. But, Wayne, we're going to break in a minute. I know you don't mind too much me breaking down your info. But I mean, really, aren't you one of the most important NSA insiders to really expose the entire system?
Well, I was around in the 90s talking about NSA when very few people were. There was Jim Bamford, who actually also once worked there back in the 60s. And a few others, but they were very few and far between. And I started getting involved in privacy issues. And, of course, in the early 90s, at the end of the Bush 41 administration and the advent of the Clinton administration, they were talking about some real privacy-invasive technologies. And I, therefore, began to become more vocal and more active about the power of NSA and the problem that we were eventually going to face, because NSA is a non. Anytime anyone hears NSA and privacy in the same sentence, it's ludicrous. So to hear that General Alexander, the director of NSA, has, when he goes to work every morning, privacy of American citizens is at the top of his agenda, that is just a bald-faced poppycock, to be kind.
Well, let's roll through Feinstein saying NSA total spy grid is not surveillance. That's like saying Muhammad Ali is not a champion boxer.
Yeah, old Dai Fai, you know, she. And then she said yesterday, she said she's appalled that the U.S. is spying on allied leaders. So it's okay to do metadata collection on U.S. citizens, on the everyday American taxpayer, including all of her constituents in the state of California. But when it comes to people like Angela Merkel and Francois Hollande and Bibi Netanyahu, oh, no, we can't spy on them. This is an outrage. So that tells you what kind of elitist that Dianne Feinstein really is. It's when her elite group is spied upon, then it's a huge tragedy in her mind, which I don't think is much in her mind, but whatever she functions on anyway, she thinks that's a terrible thing to happen when the Spanish prime minister is being spied on, but you know, some hardworking guy driving a truck or you know plowing a field. In California and the rest of the country, they can have their phone calls listened to.
And by the way, they now admit what we've always known, what you told me 15 years ago, what Bamford's book said. We've interviewed him many times, what all the record shows. Select corporations are spying on individuals to create aggregate data to know how to game markets, game systems for Fortune 100 to shut everybody else down. So when we hear they're spying to help America, they're shutting America down. They're using, just like with the flash trading, and these systems Goldman Sachs has, it's all fraud. They're using this to take over the economy. They're using this to prosecute a criminal war against liberty and protect their criminal and protect themselves from criminal prosecution.
That's right. Well, I testified before the European Parliament back in the late 90s and said that NSA was spying on economic data to give U.S. companies a leg up on these international contracts. And at the time, NSA said, oh, no, that's ridiculous. We have other priorities. And that was a very large priority for NSA, and it remains so. It's probably more of a priority today. Look, NSA and the U.S. intelligence community is in total bed with the boys on Wall Street. They always have been and always will be unless we start to think about shutting down these intelligence agencies and starting from scratch. We obviously can't do unilateral disarmament when it comes to intelligence, but these agencies like NSA and the CIA are so corrupt. They need to be shut down, disestablished, and then you build up from scratch and make sure you don't get all that nonsense in there that we have today.
By the way, I mean, you can't say exactly what you did in the NSA, but you knew about the Q Group from my sources and things because you were previously part of something similar but not oppressive. I mean, what did you do that's not classified at the NSA, and why have you, because I've really gone back and thought about it. I mean, I'm not putting down Snowden. He has a lot of courage in this dark climate, and he really, you know, really blew him wide open because he did release the latest classified info on their fraud. But, Wayne, I mean, you named the cables, where the bases are. You broke down what they're doing. Obviously, you give gestalt, so you're not giving out specific info, but it's not violating intelligence when you expose crimes. That would be complicit in the crime if you didn't expose it. You said previous administrations, you know, the NSA guy that's at UT, you said actually did their job and they didn't spy on people. And I believe you when you say that. But you had to be pretty high level to know all the stuff you knew. I mean, what did you do at the NSA?
Well, when I was at NSA, the Q Group was called the M Group then. It's internal security. And we all had to abide by their dictates. But most of what I wrote about after I left NSA was from open source. Now, one could say, well, I could determine what was, you know, real from the stuff that was nonsense. But, you know, that's the job of a journalist to do that. So well, my job in NSA, I worked in a unit that was established by Admiral Poindexter, who was Reagan's national security advisor. And it was to implement something called the National Security Decision. That was to try to create a new category of information called unclassified but sensitive. And the whole purpose of this, and this was unconstitutional, I used to call on the phone LexisNexis, and Lockheed had an online database called Dialog, and I had to tell them, look, we know the Soviets are your customers, are getting all kinds of scientific and technical unclassified data out of your systems, And the Reagan administration is thinking about creating a new category of information called sensitive but unclassified. By the way, after 9/11, they did get that finally, that new category. And you know what? Some people said, well, yeah, the Soviet Union's our customers just like you guys in NSA are. So what's the big deal? I said, well, the big deal here is that we think that, yeah, they said, we're not going to talk to you. I had the phone hung up on me, as a matter of fact, by a bunch of irate people and their IT departments and their general counsel's offices. So that's what I specifically did there. I was basically part of implementation of a very, very unpopular program, which, by the way, was later canceled. After a lot of heat.
And then, of course, Poindexter came out when he thought we were scared right after they staged 9/11. And the New York Times and said, we're going to watch everything you do, what you eat, where you go. You have no more freedom. It's Total Information Awareness Network. That was the headline. All-seeing eye pyramid. This is the convicted felon who was making money. And then when we beat it, they just went to private corporations running all our data.
That's right. That's right. And you know, Poindexter tried to pull this. And if it wasn't for and he died earlier this year, Jack Brooks from Texas, Congressman Jack Brooks, the cigar chomping protege of LBJ, he's the one who got rid of that stupid NSDD to implement this new policy. It was NSDD 145, by the way. I couldn't remember the number. You know, you get. You know, one thing about the government, it's all these acronyms and numbers, you know. It was NSD.
Oh, I know. As good as my memory is trying to track all this, at a certain point, it all mixes together. So that's why I'm always checking things, because I'll, like, flip things around or mix numbers. Now let's expand on this, because I've got a lot of questions. We're going to ask them after the break. But what is most important that you want to impart about what's going on right now? This was a football game, and Sauron is the NSA and the foreign banks that run it. And Free Humanity, you know, is the other group. How is Sauron doing right now?
Well, backed up against the wall. And, you know, any time, and I wrote a piece the other day, when these oligarchs are backed up against the wall, they strike out like desert asps. And we have to be on our guard right now for every one of these terrorist attacks. We got to be waiting for some false flag. You know, there was an attack in Tiananmen Square in Beijing yesterday. A car ran into some people and blew up right near where the leadership of the Chinese government was meeting, the president and prime minister. So we may see more of these attacks, because what they're going to say is, you see, this is why we need this foreign intelligence capability. But it didn't work for the Boston Marathon. They had the information before 9/11. They didn't do anything with it. So this is a ruse that the NSA always tells you that, you know, we need this power. Well, since when have they had anything that prevented one of these major terrorist attacks?
As you know, they're using the NSA data in counterintelligence to block whistleblowers who try to stop the staged terror attacks, because they're running the major terror attacks, or at least in some cases opening the door and then shepherding these terrorists.
Yeah, and the other thing NSA is doing, you know, you mentioned the press. And, you know, you mentioned Business Insider. By the way, they were one of the first to come out with an article after my quote was in The Observer and The Guardian in the UK. They were the first to come out. They quoted a guy who I never heard of before, a professor, John Schindler, at the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island, who called me crazy. That blank crazy, to clean it up. And that was in Business Insider. He basically started a Twitter campaign that forced the Guardian and the Observer to eventually pull that article. And these are, so what NSA is doing, you know, they're also Cyber Command there. They have two, and these are the offensive information warfare people working under the cover of the Naval War College, because he's not the only one up there doing this kind of thing. He was on CNN today defending NSA. He's always going on either MSNBC or CNN to defend NSA, and he claims he's not speaking on behalf of the Naval War College. You know what? If he's getting a government paycheck, and we know he was because he was furloughed during the shutdown, if he's getting a government paycheck, he's acting on behalf of the U.S. Navy.
But it's worse than that. I mean, they had all the MSNBC people come out and say bad things about you. Look how discredited they are. Everything you said has now come out exactly as you said it. Do you get any credit No, you get no. And again, you deserve credit. You get death threats. You go through all sorts of stuff. You're an honorable person. And so what do you get? Totally ignored because the foreign press is a bunch of government-run scum. That's the New World Order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Either with the Republic or against it.
Back in June of this year, the London Guardian interviewed him. He laid out how they're spying, where they were spying, what they're doing. But he pointed out Europe was also spying back, what was going on with it, and then they removed it. They didn't say it was discredited. They didn't say it existed. It was taken down less than a day later. Then they started having all these government operatives attacking. They had the White House run MSNBC come out and just say, oh, you know, Wayne Madsen's crazy. CNN attacked him. Who else attacked you? I mean, my point is that it shows
the Daily Beast.
That's right. And Wayne, notice, it's not just that they're lapdogs and won't report the news. They attack real journalists who are getting death threats. I mean, these are enemy soldiers, basically.
Well, you know, that whole issue, it was interesting. I mentioned how the Twitter campaign started, and it was both in the U.S. and the U.K., and then one of the guys in the U.K. was a guy named Damian Thompson. Now, he works for The Guardian and The Observer's competitor, the Daily Telegraph, which I call the Daily Tory Graph. You know, they're just in bed with the Tory party over there. And so, you know, that should have been no surprise that they would have attacked their competitor. But this was a Twitter campaign. And I would note, it's very interesting. NSA used to just maintain a system called First Fruits, and they've changed the name since I exposed it. But they would just keep track of journalists who wrote about NSA. Obviously, they were after their sources, but it was done very quietly, very covertly. But now they're basically more aggressive. They're hiring, but basically they got their shills out there, appearing on, as you said, MSNBC, CNN. They were on this Reliable Sources that used to be Howie Kurtz's show on CNN, where they had three guys with the Daily Beast all attacking me. You know, so that's great journal, great television journalism. But just more recently, the Association of Newspaper Editorial Writers had a meeting in Newport, Rhode Island, where they gave an award to the president of the Naval War College, and it's his people, his professors, that are launching the personal attacks against anyone who writes about NSA, NSA whistleblowers, Tom Drake, Bill Binney, Kirk Wiebe, Ray McGovern, myself, Jim Bamford. All these individuals are constantly being attacked out of the Naval War College on Naval War College time. They claim they're not using Naval War College computers. But somebody on WordPress has a blog where they're attacking this group at the Naval War College. And the latest I heard is these professors think that I'm secretly running this blog on WordPress, which I'm not. I don't know. It's anonymous. I don't know who runs it. But they're apparently talking about threatening me with a lawsuit. I said, bring it on. Come on. I want any judge to laugh that one out. You know, I might have to even subpoena their friends at NSA for their surveillance records to show that, you know, I have nothing to do with any blogs. Although I agree with what the blog is saying. They're saying that these guys are violating the Hatch Act by engaging in partisan political activity on government time. We're paying for this.
Well, it's famous. I mean, look at the announcements that they've now lifted the ban on domestic Pentagon lying and psyops. And so that's going on. But separately, NSA propaganda video among the highest downvoted percentages in YouTube history. Simply amazing. The NSA director and the NSA director, General Alexander, came out and said, we need to persecute the press. We need to go after anybody that does this. And it's got 14,561 dislikes, 243 likes. And so, you know, here's the deal. Let the Pentagon come out and admit they're involved in domestic lying and propaganda. They're just being traitors to America. Let these people attack you. No one listens to them or believes them. You ought to beg them to attack you, Wayne.
Oh, I enjoy it. Like I said, they can bring on all the lawsuits they want for frivolous claims. It's funny. Alexander gave an interview, and I thought this was very bizarre. He likened people who object to NSA surveillance to little boys who don't want to take a bath or a shower. Now,
it's always perv talk. It's like the senator that said these are love pats from the TSA.
Right. Well, maybe General Alexander should get together with Jerry Sandusky if he's got this thing about little boys not taking showers, you know.
I'm telling you, though, they always have this perv talk.
But
I mean, here it is, NSA Director General Alexander and cybersecurity, and everyone hates him. And then he gets up there at the hacker conferences and talks to him in this droning mind control voice. Yeah. And then they later admit he was trying to calm the audience. These people are crazy. No one's buying their baloney. Where do you think all this is going? Where's their train headed right now?
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you, you know, NSA will survive this. I think Alexander he's going to be replaced anyway. He's been replaced with a Navy guy, Navy Admiral. We don't know much about him. But, you know, these guys are always the same. You know, the NSA directors come and go, although Hayden and Alexander were at NSA longer than any other predecessors, which is rather odd that that position is starting to turn into like the FBI director, which is a 10-year term. We just got a new one, Comey, now. Obama was at his swearing in yesterday. So that's bad because at least, you know, if you cycle in a new director every 3 or 4 years, you might get, you know, some new blood. But basically, these guys come and go. The issue at NSA is the civilians who remain there and really are running that show. And so NSA will continue to exist. They're talking about, you know, there's an internal commission or committee that was named that's going to come up with some reforms. I mean, that's like putting, you know, bank robbers on a committee on how to reduce bank debts.
Sure, it's a whitewash where they can suck in everybody and subpoena them and find out who's there and then make sure everybody gets cement shoes. I mean, that's how testimony works. I want to go to some phone calls across the board here. You'll be able to speak to it all, Wayne. But first off, the Google barges, they're launching a bunch of them in San Francisco. They admit that it's got Google personnel with Department of Defense. We know Google's hooked in with NASA. They get Air Force prices on gasoline, Air Force refueling. And you've got these barges being built. The word is, even if they pass laws against this, these are going to hook into the Google Glasses and the NSA to where it won't matter. They'll be offshore with their own generators with diesel brought out to them to run their little NSA cubes offshore. What is your intel?
Look, Google was there's a CIA venture capital company called InQtel. InQtel, and before it was something else, but this group exists to find up and coming tech companies, especially in the Bay Area, San Francisco, to give them seed money. And Google got seed money from the CIA to create this huge search engine. It was originally done for intelligence searches. And Oracle, like that company, was founded with CIA seed money to create relational database systems. Now we have Oracle Incorporated and Google Incorporated. We have Facebook. Facebook got CIA seed money. And now that and Twitter, I would almost guess that Twitter is no exception. They had their IPO the other day.
Well, even local news admits it's a Google operation and tied into Google Glasses. I mean, what do you have any idea exactly what this flotilla of cube-like little NSA command bases are they're building?
Yeah, I'm not surprised they're on barges because it's like gambling barges. If the heat comes on gambling in these places, they'll just retake the barges and go elsewhere. And same thing with the Google barges. They're very mobile, so they can do whatever they want until, you know, why they picked the Bay Area. Because the one thing I know about the Bay Area, the people in that area are very, very concerned about their privacy. They tend to be a lot more progressive in their thinking about, you know, government surveillance than other parts of the country. But I'm sure one of the reasons it's on their own barges is mobility. They can move them around.
Other NSA points that we need to look at, they're now announcing, oh, those black boxes we mandated, they're going to wirelessly track you and tax you. And the NSA says, we're allowed to track that without warrants. Well, I mean, they can say they're allowed to move into my house, I guess, next. I mean, it is just out of control what mad dogs. It's like a government riot. They're just, it's a spirit of do whatever we want to the people. Is it because of these corporate interests? I mean, why is it so corrupt?
Yeah, NSA wouldn't be what NSA is today without the government contractors. I mean, after all, Snowden was a contractor for Booz Allen. And, you know, that's part of the mix. They make big bucks. When General Hayden took over NSA, you know, SAIC cleaned up on a major rehaul of the signals intelligence operations there. Money was wasted on this thing called Trailblazer. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars down the tubes. And all of Hayden's buddies at SAIC made out like bandits.
And I'm glad. So we're paying for our own enslavement, and they're getting rich in the process, committing these crimes against our privacy while they gobble up America. I'm glad you brought that up, because Hayden's on a train, for those that forgot, last week, literally bragging, and from what I heard, threatening reporters, like, I can have you renditioned, I run everything, black sites, I'm in command, on a train babbling is, you know, louder than I am, that he's just totally awesome. And of course, you talked about him at CIA dinners you've been at and stuff, coming up and getting in your face. What I mean, he just radiates to me the image of an absolute degenerate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hayden. There's a lot of information on his background too. When you want to get into the perv stuff too, but his exploits in Sarajevo, for example, during the Balkans.
But see, I don't have any intel. I just look at him, and he's a creep.
Yeah, well, but hey, look who Hayden's business partner is. You know, Hayden's in the Chertoff group with Michael Chertoff. So, you know, this is the gruesome twosome of surveillance when you think about it.
The naked body scanner guy, and then who makes money off videotaping your children's private parts, and then you got...
And then you got Alexander coming, probably retiring, and he'll probably join him with his boys in the shower, you know? It sounds like the only guy they're missing is Jerry Sandusky.
Let me ask this, with all your DC Madam intel, all the other stuff, what percentage of people are pedophiles versus just perverts? Like, what percentage are gay, heterosexual, or pedophiles in DC?
Well, as far as the gay, I remember Barney Frank when he was caught running a call boy service out of his...
With underage.
Yeah, and he said, if you expel me or, you know, do anything other than a mild censure, I'm going to name 25% of the members of the House who I know for a fact are gay. So that was in the mid-80s. So there's a baseline from somebody. I have to believe his numbers. I mean, he would know. And then the other thing is, and most of those 25% back then happened to have been Republicans. And
yeah, that's the word. Generally, Republicans are gay. And the Democrats like to rape women, usually, for some reason.
Right. They're into the drunken debauchery business. But I'm
serious. It keeps popping up. They beat up and rape women.
Right.
And then the Republicans are gay. But then across the board, a large percentage are pedophiles.
Yeah. A lot are. And I think it's very hard to put a percentage on that. But, I mean, we had another guy back then when Frank got caught. There was Jerry Studs, a congressman from Massachusetts. And he was a Democrat, by the way, but he got caught with underage pages. But we'd seen that over and over again. That's about an 8 to 10 year cycle in the Congress with these underage pages. We had these blow ups in the early 80s, and then we had mid 80s, and then we had that guy.
Well, we had the White House with the underage call boys. That was in the Washington Times.
Right.
Remember that?
The end of the 80s, that story came out. That involved members of Congress, and we had what's his name Foley from Florida in the most recent one a few years back.
Wow. Well, I want to go to some phone calls here. Brian and David and Anthony and Andrew and others, they'll be all over the map. But Brian says, is U.S. Special Forces op vet and wants to talk about government contracting. He's probably got some comments on this. Go ahead, Brian. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I just had a couple of comments, Alex. What I wanted to mention about the contract, you were talking yesterday about how much the police has been militarized in the U.S. And I was at a gun shop the other day, and there was a guy wearing full multi-cam, state police, Texas state police, had a pistol on his side, drop leg holster, you know, looked like he was out of Wyatt Earp, you know, days or something, but it was like full multi-cam. It's something that you would see, you know, overseas, and so you see this militarization of what you're talking about, and then you see the mentality of what you always say, the guys bugging their eyes out at you, and a lot of this is, some of this is implemented from the prime vendor contract, from, you know, there's like four of the prime vendors, and they changed the name of it, it's the Tailored Logistics Support Contract, I believe now. So, basically, there was a sales strategy shift where the government contractors, I think, after they realized that the U.S. would be pulling out of the Middle East, you know, they were making a bunch of money for a long time. But then once it started to scale down, they were trying to figure out, you know, how are we going to make money? How are we going to continue to make money? And then also, who are we going to sell to? And so.
That's right. They're on record now saying they're now going to make the veterans and gun owners their new enemy, and the government's giving them the funds to turn every town into Fallujah. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, basically, you know, the veterans, I mean, a lot of them are patriots. The ones that aren't, everybody, you know, they still kind of want to live out, you know, some of the experiences that they had over there. And that doesn't necessarily always have to be bad, but if they get into the the police or anything back here, then a lot of what they learned overseas is actually being pushed onto American citizens. They don't think about things like the Constitution, their rights that they're violating. And so where you were saying the rifle, you know, pointed at somebody's head, wherever that was the other day, that's something that you'd see standard overseas.
At Sacramento, now they just, any excuse to shake us down and teach us we're slaves. And the cops don't get, they're being given this evil power because the globalists are getting ready to take us down. I mean, these cops are going to have their family bankrupt. Mama ain't going to have a house. I mean, you guys are literally helping bring on our destruction. But the good news is I see the police actually waking up. But the problem is they don't care. They just put those guys on, you know, duty writing tickets, and then they put the guy that wants to be Rambo in charge, you know, of a Humvee with a machine gun on it at a checkpoint. And you pull up to it. I mean, now they have checkpoints with active duty Marines in California searching people. I mean, it's totally evil. They're getting ready for collapse. Any other points?
Yeah, just two real quick points. One thing, Art Acevedo, right before you had him on your show, I tried to get in at the time. There was a big Texas police chief meeting, retired and I think current. And he had gone and spoke at the meeting, and I heard from a police chief buddy of mine who was retired. And he said that, you know, on your show, he said, oh, I'm not, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. I know that from that meeting, he actually got up in front of all these police chiefs, retired and current, and basically said,
Stay there. I want to hear this.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
WayneMadsenReport.com is his site. We're going to tell you about his new book, breaking all this NSA information down in a moment, and go back to other calls. Brian in Texas. Yeah, Art Acevedo, you know, he says he'll come back on the show. He does stuff like when we have the Mayor Pro Tem says, once we do register your guns, then we will ban them.
And then they were yelling at a guy that had a sign. And then Ace Aveda goes, oh, but he was really, your guy was really cussing. We went back to the video. He wasn't. He just really is like psyop trained, man, where you'll almost be convinced by what he's saying. And it's amazing. So tell us at this police chief meeting what your friend, this retired police chief, said, Art Aceveda said. Look, I know he wouldn't be getting invited up to hang out with Obama and call for national gun control. But he's here like, I don't want your guns. I just want what Obama wants. Feinstein, I don't want your guns. I'm just on record saying ban them all. So tell us what Art Aceveda really said.
So what I was told was that he basically got up in front of everybody and was trying to convince, you know, all these police chiefs that we really have to move toward, you know, like some sort of gun control policy, and that that the whole, you know, auditorium of all these current and previous police chiefs, that it was just like an awkward silence, and everybody kind of started looking around at each other. So it didn't go over well with a lot of, I guess there's a lot of Texas Patriots still left, and so it didn't go over well, and that was just a very kind of awkward moment, I think, for him and for everybody in the room. So that was refreshing here. I wanted to try to, you know, get online to actually ask him directly about that, because you could probably find out what the conference is. I don't know if it happens once a year. I'll actually try to find out myself.
Well, he's on record saying that. And, you know, his dad ran guns into Cuba against Fidel. That's why I've told him. I said, look, you say you're not a communist, but go join Fidel. They took the guns there. I mean, I'm not, Art Aceveda's a real charming guy, but man, I tell you, you know, it's really sad, folks. I appreciate your call. Let me tell you, their strategy is to turn the state red by bringing in Hispanic voters, making them legal, and then getting them to vote to take the guns. Why would folks fleeing Mexico, where you can't own guns, want to come here and then be disarmed here as well? I mean, that's, you know, it's so sick. It's so sick. Let's get Wayne Madsen's take on what he just heard. What is the disarmament agenda really all about, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I mean, when you look at what's going on, you know, that we had the UN approve this small arms treaty. You know, every time they do that, though, they talk about small arms control around the world. Yet, when you go into these war zones, like Syria, for example, they're still exporting these weapons to these rebel groups. And who are the rebels? Al-Qaeda. It doesn't seem like there's any kind of logical policy at play here.
And now we've got the government schools under Michelle Obama saying parents can't be trusted to pack their school lunches. Just broke at Infowars.com by Steve Watson. School test teachers' kids. Command, this is a quote, commands of government officials must be obeyed by all. Papers produced by Global Education Corporation, part of No Child Left Behind program, where they also teach 2 plus 2 equals 5. At its core, Wayne Madsen, NSA whistleblower, what is at the heart of this authoritarian takeover? And then tell us about your new book that folks can find at WayneMadsenReport.com.
Well, it's all about, you know, obeying orders. I thought it was interesting the other day. I read a story about a kid that pointed his finger at another child in school. Like, bang, bang. Kid was suspended immediately. I mean, which one of us has never done something like that?
Well, no, exactly. It's about we're all criminals now for something that isn't criminal, but they're okay. And if you look on screen of your TV viewer, the name of Wayne Madsen's book, I'll give that to folks. National Security Agency Surveillance, Reflections and Revelations, 2001, 2013, in paperback, Wayne Madsen's new book, National Security Agency Surveillance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine.
designed to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.